Today we're learning lesson 18 in the book of Ruth. We're in chapter 3, Paragimel, Psukim Ches to Yud, Psukim 8 to 10. Ruth has now come into the threshing place. She has uncovered Boaz's legs. She's lying next to him. And now in Pasuk Ches. Vayihi, and it came to pass, Bachatzi Halayla, at midnight, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Boaz wakes up, Vayecherad ha'ish, and the man is cherad, terrified. He's terrified because he notices there's some figure lying next to him. It's pitch dark, and he thought it was a shade, shindalid, a demon, because demons come to places that are desolated, where there's only one person there. He was afraid it was a shade that would want to hurt him. Vayila face, and he turns around, and he would want to scream. Ruth puts her hand out, as it were, and silences him. And then he wants to know what's going on. So reflexively, he puts his hand out, and he touches her head, and he can feel it's a woman with her head. And therefore, he says, Vihine, and behold, he now realizes, Isha, it's a woman. Shocheves was lying Margilosov at his feet. Now, certainly, he's very shocked. What's a woman doing there? Probably for some immoral purposes. Pasuk Tes, Vayomer, and he says, Mi'ot, who are you? So she responds the following. Vatomer, and she says, Anochi, I am Rus Amosecho. I am Rus, your handmaiden. Now, certainly, she is not a handmaiden. So why is she saying she's a handmaiden? She's maiden. So she's saying, do not think that I am acting immorally, but rather just like the relationship between a master and an Oma Ivriya, a Jewish handmaiden. When a Jewish man takes a woman as a handmaiden, that's a kindness because the family is poor. According to Torah law, when the man takes her as a maiden to work for him, that the intention is ultimately that he will marry her or his son will marry her. So she's saying, just like the relationship between a Jewish master and a Jewish handmaiden, who ultimately the relationship is for her benefit for marriage, so I am too like a handmaiden that I've come here for the mitzvah of Yibum for her husband Machalon. And therefore I ask that you do two things. Ufarasta, and you will spread, she's using a metaphor now, and you will spread kinafecha, your cloak, al amosecha, over your maidservant. This is a metaphor when birds, for example, they mate, so the male will spread his wings over the female. Similarly, there's an idea in Jewish marriage, like, for example, there's the badekin, where the groom puts the veil over the bride. So the same idea, place your cloak over your maidservant. It's interesting, the word kanaf, a cloak, also means a corner. It's hinting to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And just like we know that tzitzis is a protection against immorality, and therefore what we are doing, tzitzis is a mitzvah, and what I want you to do is a mitzvah by spreading your cloak over your maidservant, committing to marry me, a mitzvah marriage of yibum. But there's a second part that goes with it, key, because goel oto, you are a redeemer of the family property. Elimelech left behind property. He died, his sons died. And she's saying that part of the yibum is that you must, Naomi must sell all the estate. You should buy it. You buy the estate, and as it were, you marry me along with the estate, and people will see me living on the estate of my past husband. It will remind people that this was Machlon's wife and this was his estate, and ultimately you'll have a child. So therefore, that's what she's saying. I have no immoral intentions. I want you to marry me in Yibum and redeem the estate so that that estate will be back known to have some connection to my late husband Machlon. So now Boaz, she sees that she is very L'shem Shemayim, for the sake of heaven. So he responds in Pasuk Yud, Vayomer, and he says, Brucha at, you are blessed, Lahashem biti, to Hashem, my daughter. And why is she blessed? Because he tafto chastech acharon. Chastech, your kindness, so acharon, the latest kindness that you've done, he tafto, is greater Min HaRishon than the first kindness that you did. Now, what was the first kindness that she did? Rashi says the first kindness is you did with your mother-in-law, to accompany your mother-in-law and all the wonderful things you've been doing here to take care of her. This second kindness, to want the Misavibim, is even a greater kindness. The Malbim says that the first kindness is when you married your husband Machalon, because that was a wonderful thing that you married into the Jewish faith. That was a good thing. That was a kindness. But now it's even a greater kindness. Why? Because the first kindness, maybe when you married Machalon, it was because he was a young and handsome man. But now you're doing for the mitzvah Yibum with an old man like Boaz. Boaz was quite an old man at this time. And therefore, this second kindness is greater than the first kindness. And you had other options, and that proves that that second kindness is greater because next, Livilti, not Lechas, to follow Acharei HaBachurim, to follow the young men. It would have been much better for you to marry a young man than an old man like myself, regardless im whether Dal he was a poor man, the im if he was Osher a rich man. Even a young poor man is better than an old man like myself. And you're still a very pretty woman, and you could certainly even get a young rich man. Yet, you're choosing the old man like me, and that's the bigger chesed that you're doing for me now, for your husband now, than what you did for your husband beforehand. A tremendous lesson is learned over here. It's midnight, and Ruth is a young woman. Boaz is an older man, but he had certain passions like any man would have, and yet they both control themselves. They don't do any type of sin, and you'll see in the next week's lesson what strategies they come up with. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, when did Boaz wake up? Bachatzi halayl, in the middle of the night. Why was Boaz terrified? He thought a shade had come to hurt him. Three, why did Boaz not scream out? Because Ruth put her hand out to quiet him. Four, what surprising thing did Boaz see? He sees that there was a woman was lying at his feet. Five, why did Ruth respond to Boaz that she was his maidservant? To use this analogy, it's just like when a Jewish man acquires a Jewish young woman as a maidservant, the ultimate goal is to marry her for a mitzvah for her. So the same thing, I'm coming with the same type of a mitzvah marriage, but this is of Yibum. Six, what two things is Ruth asking Boaz to do and why? She's asking Boaz to marry her in the form of Yibum. He's asking her to redeem, he's asking him to redeem the fields that used to belong to Elimelech. And the reason is this will eternalize the life of her deceased husband, Machalon, when people will see Ruth living in the home that belonged to Machalon, and ultimately she'll have a child that will remind them all of Machalon and will eternalize him. Seven, what does the metaphor of spreading your cloak mean? It means to get married in a mitzvah context, just like the birds. The male covers over the female during mating, just like the mitzvah tzitzis is a cloak that covers a person up and keeps him focused on not doing immoral things. That's the whole purpose of tzitzis. So the same thing over here. Eight, why does Boaz bless Ruth? Because she now is showing even more that she's for the sake of heaven, that her second kindness now is even greater than her first kindness. Nine, what was Ruth's first kindness? According to Rashi, the kindness she had to her mother-in-law this whole time. And the according to the Malbim, it was marrying Machlon as a Jew. 10. What was Ruth's second kindness? Second kindness is to be willing to submit herself to Boaz, an older man, for the mitzvah of Yibum, to eternalize the life of her husband Machlon. 11. Which kindness was greater and why? The second kindness is greater than the first kindness, because she gets nothing out of this kindness to marry an old man to perpetuate her husband who had died. 12. Why does Boaz think Ruth would naturally prefer to marry a poor young man over marrying Boaz? Since Boaz was old, she would prefer a young man. 13. Why did Boaz think Ruth would be capable of marrying a rich young man? Because she was still very attractive. 14. What lesson in self-control do we learn from this episode? That although it was at midnight and there was nobody else there, and they certainly could have begun the process of being intimate with each other, they said, we're going to wait. Everything has to be done at the right place and the right time. and we'll have to do deliberate over it and have a next week we'll go further into what they do. Have a great Shabbos.